Well, a big game last night in the I-70 conference. The Wellington Napoleon Tigers traveled to Crestridge, and two of the heavyweights in the conference hook up there. And when the dust was settled, Crestridge came away with a 26-21 win. And right now we've got Coach Thomas Hotmer on the line. And, Coach, a nice win for you last night. And sounds like you had to kind of make a comeback. You fell behind early.
Yeah, our kids, they really improved a lot. They stayed together, and that was the most important thing for us. We've gotten down early the last 3 weeks, and it was nice to see them to not panic and to continue to keep fighting and make a little run and finish the game off.
Well, I guess Wellington Napoleon had a 12-6 lead at the end of the half. Then they kick a field goal early in the third quarter to go on top 15-6. But then you come back and score three straight touchdowns.
Yeah, yep. So our kids did a really good job responding. We were able to move the ball a lot more effectively, especially with our run game up front and just continued to, we managed the clock the whole second half. We were able to have control of that and maintain possession most of the time, and I think that really helped us to pull it away.
So you say you did it with the run game, and obviously the offense much more potent in the second half, so those guys up front must have been doing a pretty good job opening up some holes.
Yeah, I thought they did a really good job the entire second half. We had Cole Connard with 25 carries to lead the way, and he did a really good job in cutting, and then we'd run, and try to set it up when we go play action, and we just made really big plays in our passing game. Will Taylor completed 7 passes, but 4 of those were for touchdowns, and they were long ones, a 48-yarder, a 30-yarder. I mean, they were long touchdowns, so it was a really good job, balanced offense in the second half.
Well, I know the last couple of weeks you've had a couple of tough non-conference games. You played Holden and Knobnoster, 2 very good teams out of the MRVC East. But you got to think maybe playing those types of teams helped get you ready for this game against a good Wellington Napoleon team.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Just the level of physicality and the speed of the game drastically increases. So when you're always playing bigger and better schools, it helps you become a better football team. You may not get the results you want, but I think it definitely helped us. Our defense improved a lot last night from the previous 2 weeks. So there's definitely a lot of pros coming out of those games.
Thomas, you mentioned several of your kids a few minutes ago talking about the scoring drives that you had and so on. Anybody else that played well for the Crestridge Cougars that you would like to talk about?
It was a great team effort. Jaden Ring had a heck of a night. He had 6 catches for 140-something yards and 3 touchdowns. He also had a big, long punt return for a score that got called back. He went into defense at a different position. We're kind of banged up at our linebacker position, so he went in and played a great game. But our O-line and D-line, Liam Holzhauser had a heck of a game. Jaron Terry played really well. There was a lot of guys that contributed. It's a whole team effort, but some of those guys, they had some of their better nights of the season so far.
Well, next week, right back in the conference wars, you're 2-0 in conference play right now. You take on St. Paul.
Yeah, we just got to keep grinding, keep getting better every day, and focus on ourselves, and hopefully go get the Saints.